All right, listen, usually we do our programs in the comfort of Steve's air-conditioned studio. But today we're out in the field, and instead of being in downtown Tel Aviv, we're in the heart of the old city of Jerusalem. What are you doing up here today, Steve?
Oh my goodness, what a surprise. We are here with my daughter, Rachel, and my son, Ori, and his wife, Christine. We decided to go to visit the tunnels that leads through the entire wall. The western wall is just a small part that we actually get to see, so we went through the entire tunnel, visited the entire wall, and then went out into the Arab quarters and came back, and then we visited a new exhibit here, which is absolutely fantastic, and I don't even quite know how to describe it, except it gives you an artistic multimedia excursion through the history of the Jewish people and their focus, the link to Jerusalem. And we exit right at the wall. So it's an amazing, amazing experience, and I'm really excited about being here.
Well, then why don't you tell us a little more about what you see and what this is for you?
Well, what I see is people, Jews, from all walks of life, from all different cultures, who come to this one place to pray to the same God, to the same one source. And it's amazing because most of the people here I have no contact with, most probably never will have contact with, and yes, I'm totally connected with them. We're all totally connected with each other. And to me, that is the most amazing feeling, most amazing experience. Spiritually speaking, I feel totally connected to everybody here at this moment. And to contain and to experience that emotional bond, a spiritual bond, and then obviously through that, some kind of physical attachment to them, I don't know, that's just very hard to describe in words.
Why don't we talk a little more about where we're standing and what we are facing?
Well, we're in the plaza to the wall, and we can see the entrance into the plaza from outside, where everybody's kind of coming in. A lot of religious kids are coming here. This is the time between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the time of great introspection, the time of climbing up, in a sense, up to that pinnacle, that place of Yom Kippur, of total forgiveness and tshuva, of redemption for all of us individually and collectively. And also what we see here too is we see the bridge that's going up to the on the Temple Mount, which was where they had all of the excavations, that they found all of the Jewish artifacts, which the Muslims got a little pissy about. And then on the left-hand side right now, you see, of course, the flag of the State of Israel, and then the Kotel, the wall in which people are coming to pray and to put messages in the cracks of the wall for all kinds of reasons and really irrelevant, because all of the messages are essentially one message, you know, of the unity of all of us and beyond the Jewish nation, all of your nations. And essentially that's what Jerusalem really is. It's that source for all nations to rise above their individual experiences and to come to understand and experience that common source that we all share. And that's really what the Jewish nation is about. That's what the Jewish people are really about. We're about a people that individually may have identified with a specific identity, spiritually, physically, but essentially we are that light that shines. And, you know, when it's a bright light, we all are the same. We all at that point leave behind our uniqueness and individuality to share the oneness that we all have and we all experience globally, no matter who we may be and no matter where we come from. And I think Jerusalem for me is that experience ultimately, and I think that's why everybody comes here to pray, because ultimately they're praying for that one source to come and to shine and for the redemption to take place, that place where the individuality is appreciated and uniqueness of each and every one of us is experienced, but at the same time in that uniqueness and individuality and separateness, there's a unity, and we can experience that simultaneously. And that experience is, for me, Jerusalem.
All right, let me backtrack a second. You mentioned the people who put, most people who come here put, is an old tradition, to put a little slip of paper in the wall with a prayer. And the other day on television, just before Rosh Hashanah, they had a a little story about how they come here, usually three times, usually once a year, but now it's going to be three times a year because of so many people, and clean out all the little cracks in the wall so that there'll be room for people to put them in next time. And they gather all these and they bury them on the Mount of Olives, which is across the valley to the east of us.
Appropriate. I can understand the burying. I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to have a bonfire? And a lot of these letters and words and so forth just rise up into the shamayim, into the sky, into the atmosphere. But then again, maybe that's the new age.
Well, that's also part of the old age of the sacrifices, yes. Which we no longer do because we no longer are in the physical space where the sacrifices were traditionally supposed to be done. Do you have anything else to add, my friend?
Oh, it's great, and it's a big surprise to see you here and to be able to do this. Unexpected, that's great.
Maybe next time we'll do it in Tel Aviv. We'll do it on your side.
The New Jerusalem.
Okay.